This is Jerry Gaffney, and I'm here with my teacher, Tony O'Rourke, for Lesson 65 of the Irish Guitar Podcast. Tony, you've got one of your own compositions for us this week, I believe.
That's right, Jerry. I composed this jig called Jim Connolly's Jig, and named it in honour of my friend Jim Connolly, who's an accordion player from the lovely lakeside village of Ross Inver in North Leitrim. And isn't it strange how many great musicians there are in Ireland with the name Connolly? Jim has a most beautiful and relaxed way of playing traditional Irish music. And I guess you'd sort of say that either when you're playing with him or whether you're just listening to him, it sort of causes you to forget where you are, and you lose all sense of place and time and just go off into a little dream world. Jim introduced me to many musicians in Ireland, and along with his wife Anita has caused me much embarrassment at the excess of hospitality that they've shown me on my visits to Ireland. I'm not a prolific composer, and I suppose I've composed about 10 pieces, mostly for the guitar. I start with an idea and I just follow it through to the end, a bit like a detective. Although I don't get paid as much as those detective fellas do. More of a plotter than a prolific composer, but this was one of the tunes that I put together myself. Now, I was speaking some years ago to Eileen O'Brien and about her famous father, the accordionist and composer Paddy O'Brien, who composed such classic tunes as The Old Road to Garry, and Dinny O'Brien's, and we think he composed O'Brien from Newtown, although he claims to have learned it from his grandmother, I think. But and many, many more. He composed so many great tunes. But she made the point that she said that her father threw out a lot more tunes than he kept. So even though I never met the great man, that shows me that he must have been a very objective judge of his own music. It's a quality that some other musicians of today might do well to develop into their own music. Now, this tune is played on the guitar, at least it's played in the key of C with a capo on the second fret, and it takes a fairly standard form of a low first part moving into a higher second part. As usual, we'll have a slow version and then a version at the normal pace. And the normal paced version is taken from my CD On Sleeve Gloss. It actually begins, I've put that track down from that CD. It begins with a jig called The Shores of Loch Gowna. And then Jim Connolly's jig comes in as the second tune of that set. So I hope you all enjoy the tune.
Now, it's worth noting that D minor chord at the end of the third line. Tony could have just used a G chord for the whole bar, that's bar 12, but the inclusion of the D minor just adds a little bit extra to the tune. The chords besides that D minor are C, F and G. And remember to visit irishguitarpod.com if you'd like to splash out $9 buying the booklet that accompanies this set of 18 tunes. See you next week.
See you then, Jerry.